As you go through the season and, you know, you're getting ready for upcoming opponents, one of the interesting things as a coach is you're studying the opponent's defense. And as you're doing that, you're watching other teams' offense. So I remember last year, it seemed like we saw every one of New England's games. So you get a great feel for that offense. And we've seen quite a few of Tennessee's offensive games this year and last year. So at the beginning of the week, we could probably tell you more about their offense than their defense. So we've had a real sprint to get caught up with their personnel. And I mean, some of these guys I remember from the Pac-10 when I was at Stanford, and we were at Stanford, Ayers and Werner and Casey. But we as a staff and as an offense are really focusing in on their personnel, getting to know them for the first time. Very unlike a division opponent like we just came off. So I think they got a very good defense. Griffin and Pollard, very talented safeties. Pollard has been doing it for a long time, and it looks like he's brought a lot of attitude to that defense. And Werner and McCourty are doing a great job at corner. And Casey is one of the better defensive tackles we'll play against all year. And then Brown, one of the fastest linebackers we'll play against, and Ayers as well. So very talented defense. They've held people to minimal scoring, and we're very impressed. And I think our guys have a healthy respect for what they're watching. So any questions?
What do they do with Pollard? Do they use him any differently than the Ravens did a year ago?
No, pretty similar, pretty similar. But he's all over the place. They'll have him covering the tight end at times. You know, they'll have him down in the box quite a bit, but they'll also ask him to play half a field. But he's a real heady player. He's always in the right spot, always.
What do you stand with Vance McDonald's progression and his, you know, learning of the game and his blocking?
Well, we've asked a lot of them the past couple weeks, really the past 3 weeks, and couldn't be more pleased with how he's done. And really expect him to take those kind of steps moving forward. And one thing you notice about players is everybody's going to make mistakes as a rookie. That's a fact. And, you know, do you repeat those mistakes? Thus far, he's done a great job of learning from the good, the bad, the ugly, and moving on a better football player. So he's done a really nice job, and he needs to continue.
You guys got a lot of production from the tight ends at Stanford. Does he remind you of anybody you coached then?
You know, we don't like comparing people, right? Yes. No, he's a unique guy, and I think he'll become more inundated into our passing game as we go. But he's performed a critical role for us here in these last three victories.
You see some of these teams like New England, you know, basically, you know, going with two tight ends as the passing offense last year, obviously more than this year. Do you think that eventually you guys would be capable of doing that with Davis and McDonald as your two?
I definitely think so, and I think we do at times. And as we move forward, you know, with rookie players, you always find it, you know, we feel good about the players at all our positions. And you really at times want to bring them along, as opposed to just throw him in the pool, in the deep end. And I think that Vance is a great example of that.
Can you go back to Sunday's game and evaluate how well the offensive line blocked? And, you know, it seemed like they were all playing hurt, but played through it, especially at the end.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, the guys had some nicks and bruises and whatnot, and ultimately they just took over the game. And that's a real credit to them against a fine, fine defensive front, who always gives us their best shot. And, you know, we knew it going in. I mean, they were doing some things towards the end of the game that could only be called extreme in terms of trying to stop the run. And it didn't matter. And you don't see that a whole lot in this league, because all 22 guys on the field are pretty darn good. But their physicality, would highlight, you know, our right tackle, Anthony Davis. I mean, he had the best game he's had since I've been here. In all phases, really, really good game, and really across the board, thought those guys took it to a new level, and everybody was just feeding off it. So it led to a win, and that's the most important thing.
In that final drive, the 18-play drive, you dialed up that one play. Like, five or six times. How fun was that just to keep repeating that play until they stopped you?
It reminded me of Jim and I were saying it reminded us a little bit when we played USC back in whatever year it was, where we just were rolling the same play over and over and over again, and the guys were just getting better at it every time. So it's a credit to the players on the field. When they're doing that, calling the play is pretty easy.
Couple more? Michael James was inactive on Sunday. Is there a reason why he was the inactive player?
Now, you know, every week there's a real, real on our team. There's a lot of different variables that go into it and a lot of different scenarios that could happen. That just happened to be where we were at as a team. And LaMichael's a very important part of our offense and will continue to be so.
Kyle Williams and John Baldwin, different kinds of wide receivers. You guys are still kind of looking for that second wide receiver to really step up. Can you talk about how they've looked in practice as you look to establish that number two wide receiver?
Yeah, they're doing a really good job. I think Kyle had a huge play on the third and seven, I believe, third and eight at the end of the game. And really good timing, big play for him. Wouldn't have been an 18-play drive if he hadn't made that play. And, you know, John continues to do a good job, and he gets better every week. And, you know, week to week their roles will change, but they're both doing a really good job, and we have complete and utter faith in them.
How's Mario been?
Good. Yeah. I mean, he's getting there. You know, it's a process, and anything beyond that is, you know, irrelevant because, you know, he's just – yesterday was his first day back out there, and Jim talked to him about, you know, a certain way of getting back into it, and I thought Mario did a very good job with it, and he'll just continue to progress, but it's day-to-day, and you love to see him back out there. You know, anytime you go through a season with a guy, you develop a trust and a relationship and just a feeling of, you know, togetherness. And it's almost like when you see that a guy like that come back from an injury, it just all of us are just thrilled. And he's just, you know, just going to work his way back.
How would you assess where Colin Kaepernick is right now as a red zone quarterback?
I think Colin's doing a very good job in the red zone. You know, it's hard to just say, well, this guy, you know, let's look at him in this area. I think you got to look at expand your lens a little bit and look at the big picture. But I think Colin's doing a good job down there.
Last one, guys. Might be a silly question, but do you have any doubts that Mario will be able to, you know, play this year going to 53?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he had an injury. He's rehabbed it very hard, and he's starting the process. And beyond that is pure speculation. So, you know, I wish I could give you a better answer, but he's working hard and making progress.